Children, once Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Until seven times? And Jesus says to him, I do not say unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In other words, we should always forgive our brother. And then the Lord told us this parable. Therefore, the kingdom of the heavens is likened to a man, a king, who willed to take account with his servants. And when he had begun to take it, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But he, not having anything to pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and it be paid. Then the servant, falling down, worshipped him, saying, Lord, bear long with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant, being moved with compassion, released him and forgave him that debt. But that servant, going out, found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 denarii, and taking hold of him, choked him, saying, Pay me what thou owest. Then his fellow servant, falling at his feet, implored him, saying, Bear long with me, and I will pay thee all. But he was not willing, but going away, cast him into prison until he should pay what he owed. But his fellow servants, seeing what was done, sorrowed greatly, and coming, they gave their Lord to understand all things that were done. Then his Lord, calling him, says to him, Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou didst implore me. Oughtest thou not also to have had mercy on thy fellow servant, even as I had mercy on thee? And his Lord, being angry, delivered him up to the tormentors until he should pay all that was owed to him. So also my heavenly Father will do to you, unless each of you from your hearts forgive his brother their trespasses. We also read from the heavenly doctrine a passage about how angels view other people with their faults. People with whom faith is separated from charity see nothing else but the errors and perversities with a man. But those who are in the faith of charity are different. They notice the good things. And if they do see evils and falsities, they excuse them. And if possible, endeavor with that person to correct them, as is said here of Shem and Japheth. But those who have charity hardly notice the evil in another person, but instead notice all the goods and truths that are his. And on his evils and falsities, they place a good interpretation. Of such a nature are all angels, it being something they have from the Lord, who bends everything evil into good. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.